The gospel brings the sound of peace to the Middle East. An international radio ministry celebrates new leadership, and refugees in Cambodia get a new start on life. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hope is fading for a truce between Israel and Hamas. Neither side will concede key points that could end the war. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there's a hunger for truth amidst the game of words. Through partnerships, their team broadcasts the gospel into Gaza and North Africa.
Our programs in Arabic are geared to engage listeners in conversation, and they seek to examine the beliefs that many listeners inherit from their families or their communities. Now, some of the beliefs misrepresent the true teachings of the Bible, and others misrepresent the Christian life.
The theme resonates powerfully.
Our programs are especially now focusing again on the theme, the Prince of Peace, the life, teaching, and redemptive work of Jesus Christ.
Keep praying for the remnant church.
There was a believer in Palestine who recently sent a text message saying, please pray for our protection as Palestinians, and especially for all who are still in Gaza, who are facing this war.
In other news, an Egyptian believer needs your prayers. Open Doors USA reports that after receiving a death threat from the judge presiding over her trial, Martha Samuel Makar was released on bail this weekend. In December, Makar was arrested for trying to travel out of the country with false documents. Since then, she and her family have faced intense persecution at the hands of authorities, including sexual abuse. Ask others to join you in prayer for this believer. You're listening to Mission Network News. HCJB Global is getting ready for a new chapter in their history. Wayne Peterson will be inaugurated as the ministry's seventh president tonight. While Peterson says the inauguration isn't about him, it will be about ministry direction and expansion, but not just through aging shortwave and similar technology.
Internet, using of mobile devices, sending scripture messages out on SMS, the text messaging, doing video for Facebook and YouTube, and using some of the social networking now that's available globally at a very cost-effective way of getting the message out.
HCJB will focus on the unreached, especially the Muslim world, but Peterson says they can't do it with their aging missionary force.
Half of the world's population is under age 25. We could say that the under 25 generation is the largest unreached people group in the world. So we need to use new technology, recruit young talent to reach that next generation with the gospel.
Next, after years of groundwork in Cambodia, Farms International will be launching a new program in just a few months. Executive Director Joseph Richter recently returned from Cambodia and says native Christians are excited.
People there were very encouraged, I think, about the Farms idea of helping people locally so that they could help their own churches.
Farms will be providing loans and skills training through local churches when the program's launched. This is going to help bring people back to self-sufficiency after spending many years as refugees.
We found that the people were almost like a clean slate that needed to be rewritten, especially skills and the expertise to make a living.
It will also be a platform for the gospel.
It's a very natural thing that people can share what God has done in their lives through the program and through their belief in Jesus. And this is the way Farms really accomplishes evangelism. It's through the changed lives of the people involved in the churches.
You can help them to raise funding and to pray for believers involved. And Vision Beyond Borders is looking forward to expanding a fledgling ministry in Myanmar. They've been extremely active in supplying humanitarian needs and Bibles in the days since Cyclone Nargis struck. However, their contact is asking them to help provide housing for 6,000 kids. The team already has one orphanage completed and is building four more. You can help them be the hands and feet of Christ. Go to our website for more details on how to get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.